Where does a folk song come from? Well, when I was a folkie way back in the last century, we were pretty definite about being indefinite about that. A song like The Cowboy's Lament or Little Old Sod Shanty on the Claim was a feral thing. Nobody owned it. Ballads and folk songs were anonymous, gifts from the misty past, products of some mysterious genesis, so we thought. Well, that innocence is ruined now, because we can tell you where most of our prairie ballads came from, who wrote them, where they were sung, how they spread across the country. My partner Jim Hoy is the guy who pinned down the origins of the greatest of all dying cowboy songs. It's for sure. Frank Maynard wrote The Cowboy's Lament and set the piece in Dodge City, Kansas. Just like as of a couple of months ago, I can say for sure that in 1878, Frank E. Jerome wrote Little Old Sod Dugout on the Claim about homesteading in Smith County, Kansas. And the song evolved into Little Old Sod Shanty on the Claim in 1883. And that in 1894, George Reichman rewrote the ballad to localize it to Emmons County, North Dakota. Folk songs, it turns out, come from folk artists, not from rustic rubes. Folk transmission of the songs, however, often obscures original authorship, as was the case with one of the great lyric cowboy songs, The Railroad Corral. It's such a sweet song. We're up in the morning, ere dawning of day, and the jackwagon's busy and flapjacks in play. While the herd is astir over hillside and swale, with the night riders rounding them onto the trail. Come take up your cinches and shake up your reins. Come wake up your bronco and break for the plains. Come roust out those steers from the long chaparral, for the outfit is off for the railroad corral. There follow three more fine stanzas chronicling the day's drive to a shipping point through midday, afternoon, and dusk. The piece is so poetical and so symmetrical. You know there was a poet involved in its writing, and there was, Joseph Mills Hansen of Yankton, South Dakota. Hansen was the son of true pioneer stock in Dakota Territory, and his folks were well off, but he worked hard on their place along the Missouri River. Still, young Hansen was well educated and had the writer's muse. He published multiple books of poetry, history, and juvenile fiction. In my opinion, he never wrote anything better than The Railroad Corral. It was so good, Hansen published the poem right away in 1904 in a national magazine, Frank Leslie's Popular Monthly. The poem had legs and soon was sung and published across the West, often without credit to the author. The songcatcher John Lummox collected the song somewhere and published it in 1910 in Cowboy Songs and Other Frontier Ballads. Lummox truly believed the song had originated in a cow camp. In fact, it was the composition of a proud poet. I have traced how knowledge of authorship lapsed. Right away, 1904, 1905, The Railroad Corral was reprinted in newspapers in Wichita, Alamogordo, Guthrie, Kansas City, Casper, Calgary, as well as in Burlington, Vermont, and Boston, Massachusetts. Most of them credited Hansen as author, but a couple of them just attributed the song to exchange, meaning they copied from other papers without noting the author. 50 years ago, I too sang The Railroad Corral without credit to its author, Joseph Mills Hansen. But now I know better.